Just logs, huh?
Just logs and lumber.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your horse shed and your cow shed. Where did you keep your pigs?
Pig pen.
Uh-huh. How about your cows? Where were they kept?
In the cow lot trail.
How about your horses?
They're in the barn.
Uh-huh. Did they have any special place to run near the barn?
No, I don't know when to turn them out in the pasture.
Uh-huh. And where did you raise your hay?
The meadow mow ground.
How many times could you cut your hay in the early days?
Once.
Uh-huh. How about now?
We cut it now, but we raised alfalfa years back there, and we raised lots of alfalfa there.
Uh-huh. Any special term for the time that you cut it after the first one?
My alfalfa.
Uh-huh.
Well, we cut about alfalfa, we cut about 4 and 5 times a year.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those? The what do you call it the first time you cut it? You're going to get your
first cutting.
And how about
cutting something like that there on that. And last cutting, well, I wouldn't save seeding from it. I would say the fourth cutting, well, I wouldn't save it at times for seed, not every time, but I wouldn't save for seeding. Not the fourth cutting, that'd be the usual last cutting when we save seed.
Mm-hmm. Did you raise corn?
Yeah.
Where was this kept?
In a corn crib.
Was this part of the barn or?
No, off out to itself, slat crib, what we always called it.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like that?
Yeah.
Let the air circulate?
In the slats.
Uh-huh.
You need to stand out there now.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep your other grain? Did you raise oats or?
Not for years and years and years, but now I've got the granary that I put the oats in, what we call a granary. They're tight, tight, so
metal.
They won't run out. No, they're plywood, made out of plywood and shiplap. Plywood and shiplap, what the granary made out of now.
Mm-hmm. How about other people around here? Did they raise any grain?
Not for years and years here, they didn't. No, they raised some way years back and they raised some little oats and wheat both, but they no way to take care of it. They had no old steam thrasher, they had no old horse power now to go around and around and thrash out, and then they'd not. What is that chain thing to pull it off the
stall? Conveyor?
Up there, conveyor, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the fellow can keep it pulled back out of the way with pitchforks.
Uh-huh. When they raised wheat here, if anybody did, how was this harvested?
Well, it was thrashed to the horses with steam tractor pulled over.
Well, did they use a binder in the field? Did they use a binder in the field?
Yeah, and barn, it's kind of a binder in the field.
Then they'd use a binder and this
and
would
then
kick?
Then they'd haul it out to the thrasher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they wouldn't pile it up in the field, huh?
Oh, sometimes they stacked it, but they usually just haul it out to the separator.
Mm-hmm.
But we always had a stack when we got up raising barley. Oh, so I wouldn't have to stack it and get a thrasher whenever we could get it.
Mm-hmm. How many bundles would you put in a stack?
Bonus one, I don't know anything about that. Because you can guess that.
There's no special
stack
number.
We can haul all day and build one stack.
Uh-huh.
A big wagon load at a time.
Would this be wheat? No?
Be wheat or oats or barley or whatever kind of grain that we can have.
Uh-huh.
More oats and barley than anything else.
Mm-hmm. How about hay?
Hay just put up in the hay ground and put it up loose for years and then they went to baling it.
Where was it put up loose? Was this always in the barn?
No, just stacked outside.
Uh-huh. Round stacks or?
Round stack or long stack. Rick or a long, round stack.
Uh-huh.
If it was long, we called it a rick, and if it was round, it was a stack.
Mm-hmm. And this was always out in the field, huh?
Yeah.
The stack was always out in the
field? No, usually haul around about the corrals.
Uh-huh.